Hare Krishna. I have a question today from Haladar Das, who's in Baku and teaches English there. And his question, well, I'll make it, I'll sort of simplify it, is what is the work ethic or work standard prescribed for devotees? He gives an example of a type of business that some devotees are getting into over there, which is that you join a some kind of organization for $500, and then you get another four people to join for $500, and then you get a cut. And he makes the point that although in theory the organization is meant to be marketing some kind of health products, but no one really does that. Everyone's just really trying to get other people to join. So he said, is this the type of work that devotees should be doing? That's a very interesting question and important question. That's the snow plow you hear in the back. Really have lots of snow here. Because aside from the relatively small percentage of devotees who are living and working in temples, farming communities, and most of the devotees are, including initiated devotees, are working in the world outside doing some type of business. So the question is, should devotees just be doing anything, or are there specific types of businesses that devotees should do and that they should not do? My answer would be yes, there are definitely things that devotees should be doing and not doing. And of course we know that devotees obviously shouldn't be opening hamburger joints or taking up employment as a butcher, opening discos, liquor shops, because these are naturally not in line with the teachings, basic teachings and tenets of Krishna consciousness. And certainly people in the outside world are really looking. They're looking as to how our full-time devotees behave, full-time meaning who are engaged in full-time preaching work. But they're also looking to see, well, what are these other devotees? How do they live and how do they work? Is that actually in harmony or in tandem with not only just their spiritual values, no intoxication, no meat eating, and so on, but with their social values, with basic norms of honesty, integrity, value to society that people in general accept as being good and acceptable, and what you expect from religious people. And here, that's the topic which is very relevant. I mean, I'll talk about it briefly, but it's something that one could certainly go on about for quite some time. What type of jobs, what type of work should Vaishnavas, serious Vaishnavas, especially initiated Vaishnavas, be doing? Well, of course, Srila Prabhupada gave us our, for, once again, missionaries and full-time devotees, he gave services like book distribution, preaching, as a way of maintaining the temples. But anyway, that's a minority of devotees. Then he gave us our farming communities. and their gardening, cow protection, agriculture, these were a way of life, again, for those devotees who are living there. But once again, they're a minority. But an important thing to take from there is that Srila Prabhupada wanted us to be as independent as possible. Brahminical life means not to be dependent on others. So if we take that then into cities and city life, then certainly if devotees have are self-employed or are employed by other Vaishnavas is an important aspect in being independent, in the sense that their association then does not necessarily degrade them in types of work. And then obviously when you're working with devotees or employing devotees or being employed by devotees, you're not asked to do things that are contrary to devotee or Vaishnava principles. And obviously it's good sound economics, it's good association, good for Krishna consciousness, it's good in all ways. So being self-employed or being as independent as possible from the world that we live around us. And of course, one good, ideal or excellent business that Srila Prabhupada gave us was restaurants. Not only is it something that adds value to society, which is what I don't want to emphasize, but in other words, that it feeds people, but it's also spiritually valuable because it purifies people's hearts. They are eating prasadam. Of course, Srila Prabhupada took this even to another level when he wanted our restaurants not only to be a place for vegetarian food, not only for Indian food, not only for prasadam, but also to be really fully karma-free, in that the milk products, as well as the produce that we consume at our restaurants, come from our farms. It makes economic sense, and at the same time, then it's really the ideal restaurant. Back to this point of adding value to society. In our preaching and our lifestyle, we're meant to show an alternative to this consumer-based society that we live in. That Ishavasyam Idam Sarvam. One accepts the basic necessities of life and doesn't become distracted or absorbed by what our modern world is all about, postmodern world is all about, which is consumerism. Produce things that people will buy, whether they're of any value, whether they increase the quality of life, whether they're good for people's consciousness, whether it directs them towards the goal of life or not, is all redundant. So it's a principle that's really based on greed. Unfortunately, I see many, many devotees and youth who are really distracted by this, and instead of looking for really alternative solutions to employment, something that, as in the case of, for instance, restaurants, they also just sort of merge in and mix in with this sort of outside world, outside influence, with this consumer, greedy, lusty, and pointless, endless, because it's ultimately going to be an economic dead end, what these people a social dead end, this way of life. So in our work, there should be honesty, integrity, value to society, not consumer-based, and that will really be preaching. That is what it means, preaching or serving Krishna by one's work, or at least it's one meaning of that, in that when people see that, they get faith in devotees, because they don't see any dichotomy between what you would expect from a religious person, what that religious person's values are themselves, and what they speak about, and what they're actually doing. And that then becomes their agyata sukriti. They appreciate. They appreciate these Krishnas. They're hardworking. They're honest. They give alternatives to the modern economic and social lifestyle. And simultaneously, of course, they maintain their own spiritual values. So if you take that type of magnifying glass and then analyze, is giving $500 and getting another four people to give $500 a good business? It's also a dead end. It doesn't lead anywhere. It's not something that contributes to society. It doesn't feed anyone. You can't even say it's a consumer because there's nothing really to consume. It is a form of cheating, and therefore Vaishnavas, even though it may be a quick buck, better stay away from it because in the long run, it's not going to solve our problem of how to actually maintain ourselves in an ideal way that is also most conducive to our own Krishna consciousness, as well as conducive for giving faith to others and value to the society in which we live. Hare Krishna.